Hey, everybody. Welcome to part two of The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access this show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com, then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, form a cooperative, you know, consolidate your experiences, come up with great ideas, save the planet. I'm also published, or am being published, on other sites like byebyebluesky.com, help-access.com, and throughout the internet. I even believe Clive the Carl in England, in the UK, has also got stuff on me over there. So again, check me out, see where you can find me, with articles on health, remedies, and general information going on worldwide and right here at home. This program is designed to help you keep your health and to show viable and inexpensive alternatives that can keep you and your family healthy and to alleviate and remove unwanted illnesses that may occur in our lives from time to time, making you aware that not all that's supposed to be safe is, and in some cases allowing to understand the hidden dangers and possible solutions, prevention or protection of your health. I've been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant and bodybuilder trainer, assisting people in finding health solutions, and have utilized different healing modalities from different cultural themes, as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods, and also now with fields and frequencies. You can access me by going to my website at augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com. I also do personal consultations as well, whether through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. On my website, you will find a link called the catalog link at augmentinforce.com. In that catalog link, you will find a variety of different things. You will find anti-nano buckets, anti-nano triangles, repulsors, grounding straps. You will find flash drives, a flash 32-gig flash drive with a library of information from shows, interviews, books, databases, all in one, and videos. We also have books on DVDs, straight books, separate books that you can get, or all together in one DVD. So, and I also do consultations as well, so feel free to give me a call or an email at independs@yahoo.com or 519-977-5351. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to make on the show, feel free to do so, pertaining to the topic at hand, at 208-935-0094. And today's date again is October 28, 2017. And despite artificial intelligence becoming a citizen in a Middle Eastern country, despite we have artificial intelligence running the planet, despite the fact we've been chemtrailed, despite the fact that we've been genetically engineered with GMO foods and transgenics, despite the fact that they fluoridated our water and vaccinated us with stuff they shouldn't have, we are still here. And that's a testament. Don't take that lightly. A lot of people have died as a result of this onslaught, this war against mankind. See, I have to train myself to speak properly in those terms. We have to use the term mankind. And I say that in the first half of the show. We are men and women created by God and Creator. And we have to recognize that entitlement. We are not a person. I'm not a monster. I did not create the problems on this planet. Okay, I am not a human. I am not a beast that act like a beast. I am a man conducting myself in a manly way. And I probably have to learn how to do that properly too, because I too have been programmed and trained and conditioned to behave in a certain manner that I'm not even aware of. I have no idea really. None of us really have any idea how to even interact properly with each other, because we've been made to be separate from each other. So we have to start thinking in terms of, we have to start thinking properly, in proper terms, of who we are and what we are. You know, when we say we don't know who we are or what we are and why we're here, well, there's a lot to be said by that statement that you're making, that it's because we have been so far removed from our our program, if you will, for lack of a better word, or for by our design, I guess that would be a better word, by our design, that we've lost our way and now we've been listening to entertainment. We've been listening to entertainment. We've been listening to the entertainers in this life. You know, the so-called scientists. And then when you say scientists, that is such a broad spectrum. The scientific studies have said, and then you got to ask, who did the scientific study? What science did the study? You know, or is this something that's just being propagated as science and it really isn't? See, these are things that make me go, Because, as I stated before, I'm a man of substance. And my concept about that is this. Why aren't things working the way we've been told they should work? If we do X and Y, we should be getting Z or Z. But instead of getting Z, we're getting something else. A completely different computational solution that has nothing to do with what we're doing. So what do? Instead of trying to sit there and figure it out, hey, this is not working. We go back and try it again and again and again, thinking that we made a mistake, because they keep you in a perpetual circle with these puzzles. If it doesn't work and you try it once or two or twice more and it still doesn't work, chances are it's not going to. There's something missing in that equation. Something missing in that puzzle. And that's where you have to start to think. If you've done... Let's go into the healing realm, because that's basically where I deal with most of the time. I deal with a lot of people. They call me up. I get targeted individuals calling me up. I get people who've got autoimmune disorders calling me up. I got people who think they have Lyme calling me up, and then they show them that they don't have Lyme. I got people, because Lyme has become the new cancer. You know, everything that was cancer, cancer this, cancer that, you know, blah, blah, autoimmune this. Now we have Lyme. Everything's Lyme, Lyme, Lyme. Okay. And like, as I stated, 9 out of 10 of you don't have Lyme, even though you've been prognosed with Lyme. And this is where you've got to start thinking really hard. You know, you've got to pull back the veil. When you go to a doctor or some practitioner, okay, if they're alternative or not, and you're going to a doctor or a practitioner, and they're prognosing you with something, and they're giving you something, and it's not working, and in fact, it's causing more problems, then you better register that in the gray matter there. This is not working, and it's actually making me worse. Time to quit what you're doing. Time to realize you got to quit what you're doing. Sometimes you do go through healing crisis, and sometimes you do go through a process of discomfort, and you have to recognize the difference. When you go through a sense of discomfort for a short interim, not forever, and then all of a sudden you go from that to getting way better and you start making leaps and bounds toward being healthy and being whole again, then that's different. But if I'm giving you a drug or a practitioner is giving you some kind of concoction and you've tried it and you gave it a reasonable amount of time, usually I tell people about a month, you know, you should see something between 10 and 15 days. Not necessarily meaning it's completely rectified, but you should start seeing something between 10 and 15 days, provided you do the adequate dosing. I had a woman contact me a couple weeks back, and she stated to me that she had used the stuff I told her, but wasn't doing anything. So I asked her, okay, did you do it 5 times? Oh, no, I didn't do it 5 times. Well, how many times did you do it? Once. Once isn't going to work. So let me give you some clarity about that. If you've got a condition right now, you've got a health condition and you've been compromised for a period of time, one, you're not going to get over it anytime soon. Let's be realistic. Unless you have divine intervention, unless God comes in, snaps his fingers, and boom, you're healed, that's a different story. That's a whole different level of healing. That's different. But if God doesn't come into the picture and snap his fingers and heals you, then there's a process you're going to have to go through. And that process is going to teach you a lot about a lot of things. And it's also going to wake you up to certain ideologies, beliefs, or whatever it is you've got going that you think you know. And it's going to make you think twice about some of the things that you've been taught. And it's basically a wake-up call to let the dead weight fly. Cut it loose. It's bringing you down. But when you're taking something that's going to rectify you. It's either every 3 hours you're using it, just like if you were using it. If a doctor says you're going to take this, you know, 3 times a day every 6 hours, you're going to take that drug 3 times a day every 6 hours because your doctor told you to. Well, if a alternative person like myself, you know, a guy who knows some stuff, is telling you you're going to need to do it every 3 hours or 5 times a day, if you don't do it, don't expect results. And if you're afraid of something, then instead of being afraid of it, look it up. Don't just do Google. And I keep saying, I don't know how many times I keep saying, Google is FOS. Investigate. Look at what these things can do, if used accordingly, properly. So many of you are so compromised and so depleted from so many decades, not years, decades, of abusing your bodies and using so much crap that doesn't do anything, and in fact loading your body up with nonsense, that you've come to the point where, again, you're at the verge of hopelessness. So when we're looking at dealing and repairing ourselves, the dose is just as adequate, okay, as the what you're taking. If you don't get enough, it's not going to work. Tony, are fryers safe? What are you referring to a fryer? Are you talking about chicken? Clarify fryers. I'm not sure what you're referring to there. The aspect of healing the body requires right components and the right dose. And changing the diet. If some of you've got all these gut issues, I've got a guy contacting me today and he's got IBS, he's got all this stuff, blah, 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 but then he's eating this, this, and this, and I tell him, you gotta let that go. Or you're just spinning your wheels. Oh man, that's a beauty. Cool. That's a scar. All right. When we're looking at doing things, you cannot continue to eat what you're eating, the way you're eating, and how you're eating, not today, because of what we are being exposed to today. So when we're looking at what we're eating today, I always tell everybody no grains. Why do I tell you no grains? Why do I say this? Because if you actually look at the research, they have been putting nanomaterials, nanometals in all the grains. It doesn't matter which one, orgasmically organic or not, gluten-free or not. The Ezekiel bread, that nonsense is all baloney. That's not what Ezekiel ate. Look at the components. I don't think he ate soy. So when we're looking at some of the things we're eating today, and again, for those of you who listen to my program, just because it says halal doesn't mean it's healthy. Just because it says kosher doesn't mean it's healthy. All it means is somebody paid a lot of money to put that symbol on those food items. And I'll give you an example. When I was down in Arizona, I walked into a Jewish shop run by Hasidic Jews, and they had all this candy in the store. It was a candy shop for the kids, you know. So I picked up a couple of things, you know, some of the things I used to eat when I was a kid, and I looked at the ingredients and said, whoa, this isn't what I used to eat. You know, we never had this in that material. So then I said to them, primarily, that did you guys not follow the Ministry of Health that Israel had put out about soy? They said, what did you mean? I said, well, the Ministry of Health says nobody under the age of 18 should be consuming any soy products because they're dangerous and they cause genetic damage to the, because if you look at the Jewish culture, in North America anyway, they have one of the highest rates of autistic children. Why is that? Were they targeted because they were Jews? Who knows? Or were they eating something that triggered a genetic frequency that caused that damage? You know, they're doing something differently, obviously, because they have that high volume of autism. Not saying because they're Jewish, it's because they're doing something or they're consuming something or they're exposed to something as a culture. So you have to understand this, you know. You have to understand that there's some of these things, what's going on. Yeah. So when we're looking at, you know, things that we're doing, we have to make the changes. And we have to clean up. You know, you can't put crap in your mouth. You know, I would say the other word, but that might be a little overkill. You know, and I probably should use the other word, because that's the only, sometimes that's the only way you get it through to you. You can't put crap in your mouth and then take a vitamin or a herb or something and say, oh, it's gonna offset this. It's gonna neutralize it. You are already compromised. You are already below the standard that you should be at, and you're now below the standard, and there's no way you're going to be able to get back up to the standard until you properly create the healing environment you do. And I'll tell you something else. Once you start doing that and you get better, you won't go back to that crap anyway. Somebody says, well, how long, you know, am I supposed to stop eating bread until you die, or until we start, you know, creating a cooperative with each other a collusion with each other to come up with our own grains that have not been tainted with the genetics or the nano, or have had the CRISPR gene impacted by these seeds. Because as long as you're growing it up outside and you got even neighbors using glyphosates to kill the weeds and whatnot, you're going to get it as well through either cross-pollination, wind, birds eating the stuff and crapping in your yard, transferring that way. You know, going from point to point where stuff gets on their feathers, they transfer it that way. Mice, rats, if you got foxes, whatever. So until we get to that stage, which we're not even, a lot of us are not even close to, then the next option for you is to first avoid these things. You don't need them. You'll find, too, that once you quit eating the grain, you are going to find you're not going to miss it after a while. You really don't. It don't even bother you to smell the stuff. In fact, when you smell it, it may even nauseate you. Things that are upbuilding to the body. One of the things that builds your body is what? Protein, not sugar. Protein. So when we're looking at, you know, what's the building block of the body? Protein. Enzymes are made of what? Protein. A lot of your amino acids are what? Protein. And those proteins break down into other proteins that activate your genetic code in your chromosomes and your mitochondria, which then in fact causes repair, upbuilding, and strengthening. So the biggest thing you should be consuming is a protein with minerals and with enzymes. Minerals make enzymes from the proteins. And when I'm talking minerals now, I'm not talking these green drinks. I'm not talking these grass drinks. I'm not talking, you know, I'm talking minerals. You know, elements from the earth. Okay? They can be extracted from a vegetation source, but they have to be, again, concentrated to be strong enough to be able to be effective. But you need a mineral, not a vegetation mineral. When I say you need iodine, I'm not talking seaweed. I'm saying iodine. When I'm saying vitamin C or ascorbic acid, I am saying that. I'm not saying amla. I'm not saying cherries. I'm not saying rosebuds. I'm not saying camu. I am saying ascorbic acid or vitamin C. Why am I saying that? Because you need an adequate amount of vitamin C in order to repair a lot of things that you're dealing with, from viral infections to your telomeres, which are being shortened by the foods you're eating and by the air you're breathing. In fact, for those of you who are depressed, they say 32% of you who are suffering depression are low in vitamin C. They didn't say rose buds. They didn't say rose hips. They didn't say camu. They didn't say amla. They didn't say cucumber skin peelings. They said vitamin C. So when you hear these fantastic plastic gurus coming out saying, oh, you need the natural whole food, blah, 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 that's FOS. There's not enough vitamin C in any of these whole food products. I looked at one product that was a whole food product, and it was a vitamin C. So I said, okay, I'm going to look at it. You know, I'll be fair. I mean, what the heck? I mean, I have my opinions, but I'm always open, and maybe I could be wrong. You know, and I am that way sometimes. Sometimes I know when I'm right. I don't even bother with any debates with anybody. I just let them believe what they want to believe, and go ahead, you go ahead and do it. Within a year or two, you'll be giving me a call, and you'll be coming back. And as usually it's what happens. So that's been my experience anyway. Anyhow, I look at these whole food products, and I don't see vitamin C, but I do see a lot of high levels of bioflavonoid, which they're now calling vitamin C. That's FOS. That's unethical marketing. That is a deception. And so a lot of you hear these things, and then you get all wishy-washy. You know, it's a Dr. So-and-so, and he's got research, and he's got blah, blah, blah. I look at you, and I scratch my head and say, why aren't you doing your own investigation? Why are you listening to this moron? Tell me one thing these doctors have cured. Has this doctor cured anybody with this mess that they're talking? I have not seen a study yet indicating that these whole food products actually do anything. None of them. So that's my point, you know, and you got to make the changes. Okay. And you know what, for some of you, it's going to be an overwhelming load because you're addicted, and you're going to see how addicted you are to the poisons they have fed you. And I'll give you, two examples, bread and cigarettes. How come it's so hard to quit smoking? Anybody ever tried? And don't tell me it's the nicotine, because nicotine is vitamin B3 actually. So that's actually good for you. So wait a minute, B3, nicotinic acid, this is good for me? Tobacco is good for me? Yeah, tobacco is good for you. So what's in that tobacco that's keeping you hooked? What's in that tobacco that's making you light up all the time? It's not the B3. You can go buy B3, swallow a pill, and you're good for the day. You don't feel like, oh, my B3 levels are going down. Oh, I'm getting the shakes. Quick, give me another pill. You don't get that, do you? But you try to quit the smoking. Oh, man. Oh, you know, I got to light me. I got to light up. I got to light up. I got to light up. Because there's a chemical or chemicals or thousands of chemicals in that tobacco plant that when you light it up, changes the chemical composition of those chemicals. And now they start translocating into the body, into the brain, starting to alter the brain chemistry. So, Tony, how about the grains packaged in ancient grains? Okay, you know what? I hear this crap all the time. I always tell everybody, it gives me this rhetoric and this bullsh about those ancient grains. That is such bullsh, you have no idea. There's not a grain that's being produced today that hasn't been saturated with nanosilica. Not one. Your kamut, your spelt, what's the other one there? Your teff. That's all bullsh. Right to the core. It's the biggest deception yet for a lot of you. They make you feel cozy and comfortable because, oh, I can eat this one because this wheat is bad. Well, what do you think spelt and kamut is? It's a type of wheat. It's just grown somewhere else. But do you think for 1 minute, seriously, I mean, with all that's going on the planet, do you think for 1 minute that those countries are special because they're growing this type of grain? You don't think those countries are having health issues because they're eating this stuff too? See, this is the delusion that everybody has. Oh, it's grown over here. It's got to be good. It's in India. And those people, blah, blah, blah. They're eating GMO over there as well. Those grains you're talking about are all coming from the Middle East. You don't think the people in the Middle East are not having problems? I get calls all the time with the health issues from people over there. The males are having problems with ED just like the males are having problems with ED over here. Why is that? What are they doing that we're doing? Or what are we doing that they're doing? Oh, I know, we're eating the grains. Like I said, smarten up on that. Don't allow yourself to be deceived. It's what they call a sleight of hand. I'm showing you this card over here, but meanwhile I've moved the card over there. Well, I got you focused over here. It looks like I've done a magical trick. And then I pulled a card out of nowhere. It's all bullsh, all of it. I'm not seeing anybody today eating any form of any grain even the pseudo grains, like those things, like the quinoas and the buckwheat, and what's the other one there? The millet. None of them. I'm not seeing anybody having any healthy results with any of that. In fact, it's causing them just to go down just as bad, because again, they just got you switched over. That's all. If you think they're not spraying them, those things over there, I want whatever you're smoking, and make mine a double. Like I said, you got to smarten up. You got to wake up. Artificial intelligence is running this planet. You don't. There's been a harvesting or a culling of mankind on this planet. Humans are dying. They're killing the beast off, left, right, and center. The persons are dying. These monsters are also killing them as well. Mankind is being turfed with the seduction that's diluting everybody's thinking. You gotta wake up on this. There's not, none of this is safe. And again, this is an indication of addiction. You're trying to hang on to something. Why can't you let it all go? Because you're hooked on it. Same thing with tobacco. Why can't you quit smoking? Because there's chemistry in that tobacco that once you light it up, you alter it. And once it's altered, it embeds itself in the GABA receptors and in the other receptors of the brain, even in the cannabinoid receptors of the brain. And that's why you can't quit it, because those chemicals are, again, attaching themselves, causing a genetic change in the way your brain functions. And when those levels drop down to a certain point, you light a cigarette right back up again. It's controlling you. Anything that has a control over you is tethering you. It's binding you, and it's entrapping you. What happens tomorrow if all the grains are gone? What are you going to do then? Oh, what happens if all the tobacco is gone? Can you imagine that? Louise, I'm doing a show, so I can't really access that link at this point, so you might as well tell me what it is. I don't know what that will be. I won't be able to flip back and forth. I'll lose where I'm at. Any grain, I don't care what it is. If it's a grain, if it's a pseudo grain, let it alone. If you go into that nano transformation link, and I don't, you know, it's there. Flax seeds can cause high levels of estrogen. Flax seeds cannot take the heat. Okay, Louise, flaxseed oil oxidizes at just over 104 degrees Fahrenheit. When they're baking bread at over 300 to 500 degrees when they're mass producing this stuff. That becomes all rancid, period. Those fibers are not going to be much good to you. Even in the early days, when you see these cultures out there, what did they feed the slaves? Grains. Why did they feed the slaves grains? Because it kept them stupid. They gave them garlic to keep them strong, but they fed them grains to keep them stupid. That's exactly it. Any genetic modification alters the code of these plants. They don't work with our systems the way they're supposed to. Look, when you're looking at strawberries, you ever get those strawberries from California? They're about 2 inches, 3 inches big. They're hollow inside and taste like crap. Now you get a real strawberry. It's only the size of what, maybe a nickel or a quarter? They're really small, they're dense, they're sweet, and they're tart. But they too have been sprayed. They're also spraying these things. It's not that they're grafting them. Okay. Argula, don't get sucked in with that either. They are spraying nano silver on those strawberries to keep the pest away, the insects. Louise, whether they're making them with flax seeds or not, flax seeds have an oil to them. Where do you think they get the oil from? When you heat the oil, whatever is in that seed becomes rancid. You're consuming that. The rancid oils are actually, the omega-3s themselves will break down the myelin sheet of the cells. They always do that. And that's why they're feeding it to you. Like I said, you guys cannot let go of bread. You cannot let go of bread. Why is that? Because you're addicted to it. They've got you addicted to bread. Okay, that's why. All these questions shouldn't even be asked. If you've actually looked at the research on that site with the nanosilica and how they spray every grain with it, it doesn't matter if it's flax, doesn't matter if it's wheat, barley, rye, whatever, okay, that's in the seed. That is penetrated right to the genetic code. You cannot clean that out. It is now cooked with your food. It is now embedded in your body, and now it is going through the digestive process, and now it translocates. So when you're looking at any of the grains, even the Europeans, I talk to Europeans all the time. I talk to people from Yugoslavia, the United Kingdom, France, Spain, Portugal, you know, Germany, Poland, Asia. None of them are having any, they're seeing the differences. The cancer rates over there have jumped up by a factor of four. Even down in the Bahamas and in the Caribbean, before they hit them with the storm, all the stuff that they were eating there was causing high levels of cancers, high levels of spontaneous abortion. Why is that? Why is that? And you're sitting here thinking that you're going to get something special because it's coming from someplace else? Why do you think they're fighting so hard in Europe not to use glyphosates? They were going to try to shut it down, and they put it on a moratorium again. They're holding off on that. Why is that? So when we're looking at what we're doing today, see, Louise, you're addicted. You not get this? You are addicted. You can't let it go. You're trying to find every angle you can to eat this food. Why do you need to eat this? Ask yourself this question. Because you're addicted. Cut it loose. The seed itself will have nanosilica in it. Go look at the site. Understand what the bloody hell you guys are cooking. Okay, you got metal in these grains and these seeds. Do I ever quit smoking? Yeah, there is actually on my website a drug-free site. You can apply the same thing to that with drugs, with tobacco, because again, it's the chemical in the tobacco. The big thing I give everybody for tobacco is vitamin B3, niacinamide. Okay, that's you need to be taking that, so again, it can help reboot the brain. Doing light detoxes and start incorporating more minerals in your body, because the minerals, like I said, will transfer into enzymes and antioxidants, which can help expunge this stuff. Once you get those minerals going, and once you get those proteins going, you'll be surprised how quick you'll feel better. You'll go through whatever, and when you get the urge to smoke, if you can hold off for 6 minutes, it'll pass. The big key with quitting smoking is to reduce the level of the buildup of those chemicals in the body. Yeah, I know. I talk to people from Italy as well. Even that grain they get, that so-called wheat or grain they're getting from over there, it's all garbage. It's all garbage, you know. I've had people from Canada go to Europe thinking that the bread and everything was safe over there. Eat the stuff, come over here, and go through 3 months of literal hell detoxing the stuff out of their system because they gorge over there on it. It's no different. None. You know, and like I said, if you were in a position to talk to people over there, you're going to find they've got the same health issues going on there that we have here. The difference is they have to buy their supplements and other ergonomic aids from this side of the creek, because on that side of the creek, they can't get access. Or what they're getting is very low, 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 low dose. Well, I probably do 500 milligrams every 3 hours of niacinamide. You might want to combine it with sunflower lecithin. You might want to make a liposome out of it. But that's good. And then I probably would be using things like copper and zinc, which produces SOD. Zinc and manganese, which also produces SOD for the mitochondria. There's some herbs like rhodiola, which will help you kick it by drinking the tea or taking the tincture. Lobelia was another thing that they used to use back in the day. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But you may have to, and again, when you're eating, make sure you're getting adequate amount of fat in the diet, and I mean saturated fat, I mean omega-6 fats. You know, use a good amino acid profile of some kind, whether you're using gelatin, and I don't care what form of gelatin you're using, whether it's porcine, bovine, fish, or poultry. Well, cats, not everybody responds the same way, and a lot of people have so much damage in the colon, not everybody has diarrhea. Some people have other health issues like joint pain, mental damage, brain damage. Some have organ damage. You're not all going to respond the same way to glyphosate poisoning. Okay, some people do have the diarrhea. Trust me, a lot of them have diarrhea until you get them off the grain. And then you got to put them on all kinds of yogurt and probiotic and MSM. Colostrum, glutamine, cottage cheese, ricotta to repair the colon. So it doesn't just, again, get your head out of your backside. It, not everybody is going to respond to the poisoning the same way. I got nano poisoning. I've been reducing my nano poisoning, so now I can control it better. I haven't fixed it, I haven't cured it, but I've got it down, and I'm constantly looking at ways to get this out of my system and to terminate this exposure. But not everybody has, and I don't respond the same way. I didn't have the same results as some other people are having. But then again, other people are, again, more advanced in the saturation of these nanoparticles. So everybody will respond differently. You know, some people have brain damage from eating the grains. Some people have, like I said, organ damage, stomach problems, esophageal problems. Some have GERD, some have pylori. There's about 20 different types of colon disease, colitis, leaky gut, irritable bowel, you know, and they're all the same issue, except it's at different stages. So, you know, don't get caught up thinking that, okay, I should be having, maybe you're having something else going on as a result of eating that mess. You need to investigate heavily what you're putting in your mouth. Bread is the number one weapon of choice on the planet, because everybody on the planet eats some form of bread. Asians, South Americans, East Indians all eat rice. That's their form of bread. Mediterraneans, Europeans eat wheat, they eat barley, they eat rye, they eat rice, they eat corn, and it's their form of bread. In the United States, Canada, and Mexico, corn, wheat is the biggest form of bread we eat here. Okay, but it's the most toxic. You're not going to find a grain anywhere right now on this planet that hasn't been contaminated. Maybe in Russia you might, possibly, but I doubt it as well. If they're not growing it, they're importing it. And if they're getting it from the States or via a different channel, from a different country, and it's coming from the States, they're still getting the same issues. Why would you think goji berries, cats, is safe? Seriously, you got to give your head a shake here. Why do you think goji berries are safe? Have you ever taken a goji berry, looked under a scope? If they're not dyed, they're loaded with metal. You're going to have to look at, and I've said this before on the shows, antidotes. That's one food you really don't need to eat. And I'm going to tell you something on that, because I've been dealing with people for 3 years with this. When you get them off the grains and you increase the saturated fat in their diet, guess what? They start not eating as much. In fact, they don't want to eat. Because one of the things that's missing in their diet is fat. And the fat is being substituted with sugar. Oh, please, cats, you know what? I'm gonna play with you a little bit, cats. Jesus is right behind you. He's standing in the corner somewhere. Are you going to believe me? Cats, Jesus is in your neighbor's house. He's coming over to your door next. He's going to walk right over. Are you going to believe that? Quit listening to gurus. I'm even telling you not to even listen to me without investigating. I'm even directing you where you should be looking. Ranger Danger doesn't give a rat's backside about you. This guy's been selling soy. He's been selling algae. He's been pushing horsetail. He's been pushing kale. None of these things you can absorb properly. In fact, when he was challenged on soy, he defended soy. Everybody knows soy's no bloody good. Give your head a shake. Investigate. I'm going to go biblical with you, okay? Biblical. The Bible says this: test all things. All things. Hold fast to what is good. Test it. It better have substance, not rhetoric. Okay? That goes for everybody. Test it. This is where we're at. We are, like I said, at a crossroad like we've never been before. Okay? We've been at a crossroad like we've never been before. Oh, cats. Cats, do I have to go back to that Jesus thing again with you? Even the devil will give you a little bit of truth to keep you deceived. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Sometimes, I wonder. See, this is brain damage. This is brain damage. Not able to see through the veil. Not able to see, you know, because of the cloud. You know, we've got Masons, okay, Masons, who do good things. You know, they have the circuses coming to town, they collect money, they say they're helping the children's hospital. Yet these very same people have one of the highest pedophile activity going on the planet. But that's the caveat here. Sleight of hand. Oh, these must be good people. Look at what they're doing. But then when you, again, peel back the onion, you see something else. Cats, whatever you want to call Jesus, if you want to call him Yeshua, call him Yeshua. If you want to call him Jesus, call him Jesus. I'm a New Testament believer. I believe in the New Testament, the New Testament covenant. That's what I go by. If you want to follow the Old Testament laws of Moses, then you better start sacrificing bulls, lambs, and doves, and pigeons to, again, offer libations for the sins that you've performed over the year. So again, you know, get over it. Start investigating. Oh boy. See, brain damage. All right. My point here, I guess, I belabored it. When we're talking situations here, I'm going to talk about depression. Let me go back to depression. Yeah, I think I've pretty well hammered pretty hard the need to investigate what you're eating. Okay, don't get caught up on any guru. I don't care who they are. I don't care what entitlement they have. I don't care where they're at on the scale of things. Investigate. Check out what I'm saying too. I'm not even holding back on that. Don't even, you know, investigate. Investigate, investigate. I got my website up right now. You can check out anything you want. It's wide open. And then you can take it to another level. Investigate it. Check it out. Test it. That's the only way you're going to really know the truth. When, and I've said this before, when you're making things and you're reading things and this does this and this does that, test it. Make it the way they're telling that they did it. Take it like they're telling you. If it's not working, then up the dose. The theme is that a lot of stuff that they have told that they converted from animal studies to people studies was inadequate in the dosing. You need 5 to 10 times more than what they suggest. I have seen this for myself in regard to vitamin C and the use of vitamin C when I get afflicted. I was taking 10 grams every 2 to 3 hours with minerals, In the course of a 24-hour day, I had over 110 grams of vitamin C and minerals in me, different minerals in me, in 24 hours. I never once got diarrhea because my body used everything I put into it to fight off this infection, and I got over it. But I have already tested the studies. I've got the studies on my site even from Kettering and Cathcart. Okay, and so I looked at those studies. So then I tried the studies. I applied those studies to see if they actually worked. They were using 3 grams. I went up to 10 because that's what it took for me. Now, again, you will have to gauge this for your each and every one of your own individual persons. And I forget that. Scratch that. Each and every one of you as individual men and women. See, I gotta break the same habit. So when we're dealing with what's going on today in regard to helping our bodies heal, okay, I can give you all kinds of remedies. But again, finding that dose that works for you. Again, this is what I have found over the years in working with people. If it's not done 5 times a day or every 3 hours, usually it doesn't work. That's what I have found. Usually, if you don't change the diet and drop the things that are causing the body to be poisoned, and you take the supplements with you, the results are negligible. In other words, you may see some changes, but you don't fix the problem. That's what I've seen. Now, again, this may sound hardcore, and I'm not trying to be hardcore. I'm just trying to be factual here with you. It's because I don't believe in screwing anybody over, and I don't believe in telling you a lot of bullshit either. You know, if you're coming to see me, I'm trying to help you fix whatever's going on, and I'm trying to point you in whatever direction. Now, whether you go in that direction or not, that is your call. That's how I leave it. I don't try to force you into anything. This is what I see work. This, if you don't want to do it your way. Fine, you know. And again, if you have problems and you come back to me, then I'm going to give you shit. I'm going to give you heck for not listening the first time. I mean, you may come up with something on your own that may work, and that's fine. And I'd never get offended with that either. If you found something, that's better, because now you've resolved this on your own, which I think is even better. I can help you. I can assist you. I can direct you. I can show you what I know. But from that point on, it's up to you whether or not you want to do it. And if you do it and see the results. If you don't see the results, then it's got to be tweaked. You know, that's all there is to it. You know, something. Not everything works for everybody. And again, not everybody is living a monotone, artificial intelligent, robotic life. But that's where they're heading everybody into. So, again, recognize this. Recognize what's going on. Recognize that you are being assaulted. Recognize that you are under the gun. Mankind is being turfed. Humans are being assimilated into artificial intelligence. Persons are also being assimilated into artificial intelligence. You can vaccinate a beast, you can vaccinate a monster, you know, but men and women don't get vaccines. They don't put that kind of genetic damage into their bodies. That's where you have to make a distinction of who and what you are. Okay, back to the, oh crap, we're almost out of time. Back to the depression. I'm going to give you some things that will help you with depression. And again, when you use these things, excuse me, the diet has to change. No change in a diet, then don't expect results. That's simple. One of the things you're going to use for depression is my favorite vitamin B3, niacinamide. Usually, and I've got people coming in here all the time getting the niacinamide, and they swear by it that it makes a difference. Now, again, it's not always going to work for everybody, but it's something that you can try. Now, niacinamide, 500 milligrams, 5 times a day or every 3 hours. So, again, I would suggest you start off with that. Vitamin C. Again, 1 to 3 grams every 3 hours. If you can't handle the dose of 3 grams, start off with 1 gram every 3 hours. But start it. Any kind of choline or inositol, and the cheapest and easiest way to do that is using sunflower lecithin or egg yolk lecithin. Do not use the soy. The soy will be loaded with glyphosates and other components that you don't want inside of you. But these also have a way of rewiring the brain and incorporating the The acetylcholine, furthering the connection within the brain, and inositol also works with the GABA receptors, which again can affect depression. Okay, so I'm going to go with this kind of fast. You may want to use some of the nootropics like oxacetylcholine and pygmalion. They also can affect the brain because of the way they cause the communication levels between the right and left side of the brain. Something I'm looking at here is vinpocetine, 10 milligrams a day, may alleviate depression up to 74% of the cases because it allows your brain to use the glucose more efficiently and incorporates more oxygen to the brain. Hold on a second. Okay, again, we're going back to zinc and copper, zinc and manganese, which can also help. Another supplement that will help, and again, try to find it in powder form, is pregnenolone. They used to use that back in the early 1900s, and when they gave it to people that were working in monotonous jobs that depressed them, it actually boosted their mood and their ability to be happier or less depressed. But okay, I'm buying a pregnenolone, and it's got silicon dioxide and all kinds of other things in it. So I'm separating mine by letting soak in alcohol and vinegar, and I filter it, and then I will be fusing it with a liposome. Anderson Deon, if you can find it on some offshore market like South Africa or whatever, for the men, this will be perfect for you guys because Anderson Deon actually goes into testosterone. And when men's testosterone levels drop because they're eating too much sugar or because they're getting hit with frequencies that cause depression or the feeling of depression, again, the heart is being attacked. And when the heart is being attacked, if the testosterone levels go down, it will succumb to the attack. So something like this, it's because it's one step away from testosterone, which your body then will convert what you need. Now, this one will be a very difficult one to find because the United States government has decided you shouldn't have this because it may work for you. All right, so tyrosine. Amino acid works on the dopamine levels. This too can help in regard to, affecting depression. This is some of the things that you may want to consider. 5-HTP is another one, which, again, taking that also with the niacinamide may see a better result by taking the two together, because that will affect the serotonin levels when you combine them. So these are some of the things that you can do, and I'm sorry I went through this too fast because, again, we're running out of time, and so I wanted to get this in to help those of you suffering with depression. When you get hit with these frequencies, stop for 1 minute and ask yourself, why are you feeling this heaviness? And if there's absolutely no reason for it, then start thinking in terms of you're being hit with a frequency, and then start thinking how to block that frequency. It's a radio frequency being transmitted into the brain. You're not hearing the buzzing noise as an auditory noise. It's coming from the brain hitting the auditory section of the brain. That's what's causing it. So if you're getting hit with depression, these are some things you may want to try. All right, before I go on, the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network, give them a hand. Show them you care. Show them that you want to be a part of something bigger maybe than who, you know, what you are. Be a compliment to the network. Help them out anyway. You got ByeByeBlueSky.com, Susan Meyer. You got GAG Canada, Bernadette Green. Activists who are trying to, again, get the awareness factor up, trying to educate, trying to stimulate, trying to get you out motivated. Okay. Get involved. Get going with them. Help them out. Again, Sistine, ask not what your activists can do for you. Ask how you can help your activists. This will, again, complement each other. You got me down here at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. There's a catalog link at augmentinforce.com. At that link, you will see inside the catalog link, you will see remedies. You will see nootropics, which may help with depression. You may see tinctures and extracts that may help you fighting health issues. You may see books on DVDs, separate or combined. You may see a flash drive. You may see the anti-nano triangle, the anti-nano bucket. If you don't want to build it and you need it to be built, take a look. We can help you out with that. We got the repulsors. We got the grounding straps all in one place. And I also do consultations. So for more information, again, 519-977-5351. 5351 or independs@yahoo.com. Tony, what's the best way to remove water liquid out of the lungs? Use hot spices. Garlic, ginger, galango, cinnamon, nutmeg, clove, thyme, savory. They'll help dry you up. If you got fluid in the lungs, we did a last week's show. We talked about a formula. I'll have to put it up. Basically, you're using onion extract. You're juicing an onion. You're adding the essential oil of thyme. And you're putting some other things in there right off the top of my head I don't have. But just combining those two things, you may find a solution of different things. I gave this formula out last week. And again, I got to go back and get it again. I should have had it on hand. Sorry. But that will help. Tyrosine. Tyrosine. All right. Thanks for tuning in. I hear the music. So again, do what you can to help the networks, help the activists. And again, thanks for coming in. So anyway, till next week. Till then, get networked. Solve some issues. Cooperate. All right. Take care. And thanks.